The following is a paid presentation. The medical recommendations and views expressed may not be those of BNN Bloomberg Radio 1150. Always consult your family doctor or pharmacist. Now, health and wellness with Wayne Elliott. Here's your host, Ashley Dara.
Welcome to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. Wayne is a recycler, and you have been for how many years did you say you've been doing this for now, Wayne?
This is my 51st.
That's quite the anniversary. Congratulations on that. And by passion, you're a natural health advocate, and you have been doing that for more than 25 years.
Yes, ever since the luckiest day of my life to learn of the Strauss heart drops from a friend who had avoided open heart surgery. My friend Ted lives in British Columbia. And that was my luckiest day because I called out. I talked to the lady that answered the phone at Strauss for, geez, I don't know, almost an hour. And I was so anxious to get that bottle by express. I had angina, you know, pinches in the chest and sometimes sharp pangs or pains, you'd call them, I guess. I had leg cramps, night sweats, shortness of breath. I had all the symptoms of clogged arteries. I had good creases on both earlobes. That's called Frank's crease, if anyone would like to Google that. And it'll show you the crease on the earlobes, which is nature's signal of clogged arteries. If you had it on one ear, it indicates that side of your body is more clogged. If you have them on both ears like me, it means both sides. And sure enough, I did. That was discovered by Harvard, believe it or not, back in 1972 or three, and then a very large study in Denmark in 2008 says that these earlobe creases are not only the best predictor of clogged arteries, but they're better than all the others put together. Cholesterol, triglycerides, obesity, hereditary, environment, all those put together aren't the indicator of the earlobe crease. So if you just heard, any of the listeners just heard that for themselves, they're probably going to a mirror to look. Don't be confused that it's not from your earring, ladies. It's you can have, of course, a crease from the, I guess, the weight of earrings, but this is a separate and distinct crease. It's often on an angle from top to bottom on the earlobe, the very bottom fatty part of our ears. And anyway, I had that. I had all the symptoms, and I didn't do much. I, of course, went to the doctor and so on and so forth, but I didn't take any pills or anything like that. I didn't know it, but I had gotten anxiety, really, and I didn't know that I had been anxious for a few months until I wasn't anymore. It's kind of weird, but that's the way it happened. And so anyway, when I got that first bottle, boy, I just hoped so much that it worked for me that I did not want to miss a dose. So I kept it at home on my bathroom sink, and you really should take it three times a day. Well, I took it many days. I took it three times, but most days I took it twice, and I would take extra, you know, and I took it morning and night. And boy, I'll tell you, in 2 weeks, actually, the hearing returned to my left ear. And I never suspected that would have anything to do with cholesterol. I thought it was from running magnet cranes when I was younger and listening to music and whatever, you
right,
know. And
yeah.
And I learned by accident that I got the hearing back because I was on the phone with someone and I needed to check my day timer for an appointment. And I crooked the phone in my between my left ear and my shoulder, and I heard him speak to someone in the background, and I couldn't believe it. And this was 2 weeks, I swear to you, since I started taking the heart drop. So I was kind of amazed at that, not expecting it. It wasn't my biggest problem. And so when I ordered the second bottle, I ordered 100 of them. They gave me a discount.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah, because after I took that first bottle, actually, and after 6-7 weeks, boy, my bronchial had cleared. I got rid of a bunch of stuff out of me that was making me wheeze and so forth. And then I was so happy with that. See, the first place our heart pumps our blood is onto our lungs. They're almost like filters, and they're not, that's the only part of our body that's more than 62% water. I think it's 90% water, our lungs. The rest of our body is 62%. So yes, you do have to drink enough water. It's very important. And so anyway, by the 6 week mark, when I knew I should order more, so I didn't even miss a day, I bought 100 bottles, and I did my own trial, if you will. The youngest was my oldest son. He was, I think, 19 at the time. Customers, family, I took a chance with my business customers, giving it to them. I knew it was working, actually. By that time, I wasn't feeling anxiety. I was feeling more energy. It got better, mind you, after the 6 weeks. I continued to feel more. And I just had great results with everyone that would take a bottle, with friends and acquaintances and family, who would take a bottle and try it. It was very good results. I'd say the most common thing, 90-odd percent of the people said, yeah, more energy, which means they had some kind of plaque buildup, whether it was 10% or, like me, clogged up pretty good. It means, you know, our blood flow is the most important body function. And that's where energy, that's your life, is your blood flow. We have some 50,000 kilometers, hard to imagine, of vessels, veins, arteries, and capillaries in our body. And that's because every single cell in our body needs blood. So when we have a blockage, a restriction, a reduction of blood flow, there is going to be a problem. You know, if it's a blockage, like must have been with my left ear, then, you know, you won't have hearing. And I wouldn't have had hearing. I could still hear out of it, actually, but I couldn't, if there was any background noise at all, I couldn't make out what someone was saying. So I was on my way to losing my hearing. I just didn't know it was cholesterol. The tiny vessels going to your eyes, same thing. I stopped wearing eyeglasses for 5 years, so help me God. And then I needed the reading glasses, and now I'm into the bifocals again. This is 20 years later, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I got the second bottle, so at about the three-month mark, dangerously, I felt as though I was Superman, and I almost stopped sleeping. I've always been a long hours working man. But I thought, this is great. I can work longer. And some of the times when Jim Strauss, who lived, came to Ontario and stayed with me for a month at a time over the course of 5 years, probably spent a total of 1 year here. And it was, he's a very unique and wonderful man. And he taught me so much about nature and health and how it's all connected. Anyway, he would get up in the middle of the night maybe to use the bathroom and see me still working. And he'd lecture me about, you know, you can't do without sleep. But I had so much energy that it was dangerous, actually. I've always been a type A guy. I was a football player and, you know, an aggressive type. I've been in the business and scrap business for 50 years. So, I mean, it's I've always been that type. And I truly felt the energy and the wellness in myself that I hadn't in years. And I almost stopped sleeping. I did a few hours here and a few hours there. So I was lucky, because that was a stupid thing to do. And I met Jim Strauss when I was taking the heart drops it was in my fifth month. And I'll always remember that day in Kamloops. He ended up riding the train with me back to Ontario and spending a month and traveled around lecturing. And of course, I was learning at my kitchen table, learning and driving in the car to lectures. We spent, you know, all day together. And so I've taken the Strauss heart drops now for, I don't know, it's about 24 or 5 years. And I'll never stop, actually, because me and others in my family are prone to clogged arteries, and right from my grandparents on down, my folks. I don't want to go back to the way I was feeling 25 years ago. No energy and these anxiety and these angina symptoms and so forth. So I keep taking it because it just works so well for me. I'm just sure I don't have any cholesterol plaque built up in me anymore, but I don't want any. I'm 67 years old, so why would I want to get a 10% blockage again or restriction? I keep taking them, and people should take them for a minimum of a year because you want to be completely, you know, you want to have full blood flow. That's the goal, just as you were made and intended to. And so that's the Strauss flagship product. It's the one that saved my bacon, my best buddy, my dad, my mom, and so many others that I've had experience with. And been close to. But the other formulas, they used to have many more, actually, and then they just got too busy, and they had some 50 products. They had something for everything, every one of them amazing. Kidney stone tea, and it was just amazing. Anyway, so they've got four of the original products back, in addition to the Strauss Heart Drops. These are all wonderful products that, again, I have both personal experience with and much experience with other people, like family. The prostate formula for men is fabulous. It, when I had a problem, it didn't become a serious problem, and that was, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. My dad was to have his removed after 2 years on medicine and whatever they were treating him with, and he had an open heart surgery canceled. My dad did, by the Boston Medical Center, because instead of getting the surgery right away, he agreed to take the heart drop, and they canceled his surgery. So Strauss had pretty good credibility with my dad, and when it came time that I didn't know he had a problem, but when they were going to remove his prostate, he agreed to take the prostate formula. And all I can tell you, actually, is my dad died 15 years later with his healthy prostate in his body. So it's just a great formula for men. Men tend to, it's a very common place for men to get cancer. And my dad, after going from being on a surgery list, the surgeon told him when he went back to Boston that he had a PSA count. That's an cancer indicator. A PSA count of a young man, and the doctor was pretty amazed, and my dad didn't have to have the surgery. Well, so it's just a great formula. It's safe. All these formulas actually are safe. There's no contraindication with man-made chemical drugs, none whatsoever. They're as different as food and chemical drugs. These are botanicals that are grown in a garden, like you or some of your listeners may have at home. It's a wonderful thing to have in your own garden and control what you're using on it.
Absolutely.
For chemicals and so forth on all our foods today. And that's one of our big problems today. We are surrounded by chemicals. When I was young, there were some 20,000 commercial airline flights a day in the world. And before COVID, it was as high as 160,000 jet airplane flights, commercial flights a day. The cars, there's so many more people and so many more cars on the road. Our foods literally are and the crops are sprayed with insecticides, fungicides, pesticides, herbicides, preservatives is on so much food, excuse me, these days, that and in other things, that we're just surrounded by chemicals. Chances are under your kitchen sink, loaded with them, maybe under your bathroom sink, maybe even the personal products that some of us are using are mostly chemicals. So some of us bathing in them. There's chlorine and many city water now. You know what chlorine does when we go in the swimming pool with our hair and our skin and whatnot. So we are literally surrounded by chemicals, and there isn't too much we can do about that. So much plastic is causing trouble in the world. I'm a recycler, and I can tell you this. We don't recycle plastic anymore, but there's way more plastic than the world could ever consume by recycling it. And we've all heard the news reports of the flotilla out in the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the size of Rhode Island, of plastic from that tsunami years ago. So we're just surrounded by them, Ashley, and we have no equipment for chemicals, for man-made chemicals. There's no parts of the human body built for it. Now, you know, you could say we have a fallback system because liver and kidneys are both part of their function as filters. And that's why a lot of the heck from this stuff, chemicals, even including obviously some prescription drugs, and the manufacturers give you the warnings and so forth. So you should read your paperwork if you're taking pills. If you were having a serious or a side effect, and didn't know it because you hadn't read your paperwork, well, you should be knowing it and calling your doctor so that they could act accordingly, and they might change your dose or change your type of pill. But, you know, you have to look after yourself to that respect and read your paperwork. But so there's no danger with natural botanicals, natural plants, no harm, no contraindications. It's really just like food, the ingredients in these formulas. The bladder formula, boy, I'll tell you, my mom and I both like that. I always drank a lot of liquids, and I drink a lot of water at night. And, boy, if you're getting up 3 or 4 or 5 times through the night, that can really interrupt your sleep. I used to get up that often. Now I get up once. This bladder formula, it has great antibiotic herbs that help kill bacteria, which is a real problem in our bladder. It's a major problem. And other just good supportive herbs in the ingredients list and the formula for our bladder. The kidneys, the same thing, actually. The kidneys, the Stroh's kidney formula is incredible. That's what lowered my blood pressure 20-something years ago to 120 over 70, and it's been approximately the same ever since. I went all those years, and when Stroh's made the kidney available last year, I took a course of it again. I took the kidney, I took the bladder, and I took the CardioCom, and I took the prostate, just as maintenance. You know, I don't want problems again. Urinary tract infections, these things can drive people crazy, and they can be serious as well, of course. So these are just great products for those things: incontinence, the inability to empty your bladder properly, going too often. We're really meant to urinate about 8 times a day. So I used to kid my mother that it would take us 3 extra days to drive to Florida because we couldn't go past an exit, she needed to go to the bathroom. So, you know, this is just a great formula for her and so many others. The kidney formula is, as I said, if you have high blood pressure, actually, it's one of your heart or your kidneys. That's the only 2 causes. And Western medicine doesn't tell us which it is because they don't know. I found out from 2 natural therapists many years ago, it was not only my kidneys, but my left kidney. And when I first took the Stroh's kidney formula, I took it for 3 months, and I've not had a problem since and maintain that blood pressure despite my hours and I sleep less than most people. And, you know, I sure eat my share of treats
don't
when they
we
come
all?
Around.
Don't we all?
Yeah, well, yeah, I sure do. So we're all, you know, there's none of us likely going to eat raw carrot sticks and celery the rest of our lives. Jim Strauss used to say that. He would say that, you know, he's Austrian and he loves a bacon and egg on Sunday and the pork soup, the good one when it was cold, there was an inch of fat hardened on the top and all those sausages. So the Stroh's heart drops were actually made for him after a massive heart attack in 1980. And, instead of the surgery, he and Pete, in an afternoon, Jim couldn't walk and he couldn't lay down for the terrible angina pain. They thought, they warned him very seriously at the Vancouver hospital that he could die if he didn't have the open heart surgery right away.
That's a scary thing to be faced with, you know, and when you have something, like I think I read online that it was over 300 years that they've been working on this formula for?
The family has been for it's more than 2 centuries, I know, more than 200 years that some of these original formulas were created. These and others that they don't make anymore, they were medicine men and women, and they would, going back all that time, this is what they did. And Jim said sometimes we'd trade someone for a pound of bacon and sometimes some soup or fruit, potatoes, and they would come to the Stroh's family to make medicine for them. And the craft hasn't changed. You know, these formulas haven't changed. It's just incredible how cold they have their trade down and recognizing it.
Yeah, it all sounds very wholesome is what I was going to say, between like the ingredients and the way it was created to, you know, how things were exchanged for it back in the day. It all sounds so wholesome.
It sure is. And the effectiveness that I've experienced, the 4th formula, the 4th original that's available now to folks is the CardioCom. And I'm sure grateful for that one because before I found the Stroh's heart drops and had the angina trouble, I developed arrhythmia, an irregular heartbeat. Mine was called supraventricular tachycardia. And what it was a 1-beat race But I felt every beat, actually, 24 hours a day. I went to sleep with it. I woke up with it. And it felt like it was skipping a beat to me because of that one beat race. There was a bigger space between the next beat. And my friend who had terrible arrhythmia, he was lucky because he didn't feel it. He claimed he couldn't feel it. And so the two of us together, he was very ill, my friend, when he moved into my house. Former football player, he'd gotten 400 pounds and just many things wrong with him. I didn't think he was going to make it, and he sure did. But we both took the Strauss CardioCalm, and so I was 3 months until my heart went back in normal rhythm. My friend Joe was 5 months, but as I say, he was in much worse condition than me, had many other things wrong. So, you know, we're like snowflakes, actually. There's no two of us identical. And so depending on our age, our condition, our diet, our upbringing, our environment, all these things can have an effect. And so this, you know, this is just great natural medicine that we're talking about. And what I love about it most, it's painless, actually, and it's relatively inexpensive compared to the alternative, and that's for sure. And as they say, it is painless, it's harmless, you can't be harmed. You know, you can't do this with your prescriptions. You have to follow closely. You wouldn't want to take too much and hurt yourself,
right,
or kill yourself. Well, it's not the case with these formulas, so there's no harm. And what I love the most is the Strauss family, since the day I met Jim many years ago, they will not have dissatisfied customers. It'll break their heart. If the product didn't work for you or you're unhappy with it, they'll have a bleeding heart, but they won't see anyone go without their money. And Jim would never sell anything to anyone that he didn't believe they needed. And I always respected them. His son Peter's the same way. Always respected that a great deal. So Strauss doesn't have unhappy customers. It's the very few. I do know this, that there aren't many returns, but nobody runs the risk of being cheated for their money, actually. And that's important as well, as no harm can come to you.
Absolutely, especially in times like we're living in now, customer service, I feel, is very important. And I definitely want to pick your brain about a few more things in just a few minutes when Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott continues.
Back to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott on BNN Bloomberg Radio 1150.
Welcome back to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. Wayne, you know, before the break there, we were talking about how you got so much energy from the heart drops you were taking from Strauss Naturals. And something that I used to find myself struggling with, especially as a varsity athlete in college, was not having enough energy. So for someone like me that maybe doesn't have any health issues currently, would that stuff be good preventative-wise?
Well, absolutely. They say an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And it really is, actually, if you think about some of the ailments that we can fall victim to, the very serious ailments, heart attack and stroke, all of the various cancers. You know, there's 9.5 million people a year die in the world of one form of cancer or another. When I was young, it was a lot rarer than, I can tell you. So, you look at the things we've done over the past 50 years, as I said, the chemicals, the increase in chemicals, the increase in pharmaceuticals, they glamorize some of these pills pretty good on commercials with beautiful people and then quickly go through the potential side effects and warnings and so forth. Doctors were surveyed about 10 years ago and they were asked, what would you say if you could say anything to your patients? And they said, stop asking for so many pills. You know, there something goes wrong. We're kind of trained now to think, well, there must be a pill for it. And the trouble is, as well, actually, when they do these clinical studies on these pharmaceuticals, you know, and the whole point of the 5-10 year studies is to find out the benefits and also find out if there's any dangers. So they report that on the paperwork that everyone gets, and you can Google it if you're taking a pill, and that's easier for you. Just Google it and see what's what and what other drugs don't mix with it in case a mistake is made. My friend Joe was on 13 pills when he moved into my house, and his last doctor's appointment, he was prescribed three more. And it turned out that two of those three contraindicated with some of the others he was taking. So, I mean, doctors, pharmacists are human. Computers, I believe, malfunction. Mistakes can be made. So you got to be part of it for yourself. I mean, your health is your wealth. There's no question about that. And so be a part of it. I always encourage people and read that paperwork. But prevention, I haven't taken so much as an aspirin, actually. So help me God. In all these years, I take supplements. I take the Strauss formulas, of course. As I said to you, I'll always take the Strauss heart drops. I'll never stop. I do rotate and take the other formulas. I treat them like maintenance. You take your car in to get the oil changed, the filter changed, and sometimes the air filter cleaned or changed, and so forth. Well, our bodies are no different because of the chemicals we're surrounded with today. I don't think we're helped. Strauss never believed that genetically modified foods were good, seedless foods. And for anything to reproduce, an apple, a human, a giraffe, there has to be a seed. And anything that cannot reproduce itself automatically has a weaker immune system than natural creatures and plants. So, hence all they struggle to keep these genetically modified crops alive. And hence all the chemicals that go on them and the chemical fertilizers used. And it's just one of the areas where we're literally, you know, surrounded by chemicals. And as they say, we have no equipment for it. So oftentimes our liver will catch the heck, our kidneys. If we don't do some of the prevention, if we don't do some of these cleanses and maintenance on our bodies, well, you can appreciate the cumulative effect of these things over our life. You wouldn't stay in the kitchen very long, actually, if you didn't take out the trash. You just wouldn't do it. Sooner or later, there'd be no room for you to move. So our bodies are the same way. They claim that we're up to the average person, up to 30 pounds of waste in us. And so another thing I'd like to say, just for people's awareness and the information in case they hadn't considered, this is very important. If a person was going to go on a weight loss regime, whether it's a diet, a formula, whatever you're going to do, more exercise, but your intention is to lose a lot of weight, like my friend Joe did. He lost 160 pounds in a year and a half or so. If you're going to lose, you know, more than 20, 30 pounds, and in my opinion, if you're planning any weight loss, you really should think about some detoxes and cleanses first, so that when you lose the 30, 50, 80 pounds, a larger percentage of your body mass isn't poison and toxins, if you understand what I mean. You can't diet or exercise toxins out of you. You do have to do something about it. Like in the case of me, it was the Strauss heart drops and the kidney and the bladder formula, the prostate, the CardioComp. They supported my body to do what it's supposed to do. You can't diet or exercise that. So if you have a plan to lose a lot of weight, here's the good part of it, actually. It's painless. And with these formulas, you should expect to lose some weight. Why? Because they're going after the toxins, the poisons, the bacteria, the cholesterol plaque, the poisons in our liver and the chemicals, our kidneys. So it all weighs something. But you don't want to lose, you don't want to go from, you know, 300 pounds to 200 pounds because your percentage of waste and toxins just went up a lot. And maybe you know some people, I certainly do, that lost a lot of weight. They didn't look good afterwards. Their color was uneven, and some of them did not live a long life after that. And my belief is that is generally why. Just a bigger percentage of their mass was wastes and toxins and poison. So it really is the same principle as your car, your tractor, your furnace. You do have to maintain them. And because of all these things in our lives and all the not natural foods now, 93% of every item on the chain store shelves including the produce section, 93% is or contains genetically modified organisms.
That's an insane statistic. 97%, is that what you said?
93%.
Still, that's such a high number. Like, even when you're shopping through, you know, what you think is organic, maybe it's not even...
Well, organic does not mean natural, you see. There's a lot of tricky advertising out there.
Ah.
It's like buying the low-fat mayonnaise. Don't do it.
Okay.
They took out the fat, which your body knows how to deal with, and added refined sugar, which your body doesn't deal with well.
So it's not necessarily better for you to be buying the organic or the low-fat. It's more about...
Well, let's not confuse the two now. No, organic should mean there's no chemicals on the food. So absolutely organic, good. But I'll never forget the first time I saw this 20 years ago. I was doing a lecture in Chatham, Ontario, and the health store had a big room in the back of it. And so I'm walking through the store before the gave the talk, and they had a sign, organic seedless grapes. And, of course, I had my Jim Strauss teachings, and I said, isn't that something? That's man-made organic grapes, or artificial. Some people would call it frankenfood. But man-made, not natural, but it's organic. So organic is good, yes. Take the world's favorite fruit, Ashley, bananas. I defy you to find a real natural banana anywhere today. I've been to Florida. I've bought the small ones from the islands. I keep foolishly buying them, breaking them open, and I throw them away. When I was younger, years ago, you might not remember this, but bananas, first of all, they weren't chalky, and you could see all the tiny black seeds in the center core of the banana.
I do remember that.
Yeah, and when you bit it, it was a little shiny, like, you know, slipping on a banana peel. Well, you bite them now, they're not shiny like they were.
They are dry.
Genetically modified banana. Some of them don't taste pretty good. Some of them don't taste good at all like a banana. So the world's favorite food is no longer fruit, is no longer available in its natural form. And tomato was the first produce genetically modified. They called them, I remember I was young, Everfresh, and they came in a cellophane tube, three tomatoes, and they were kind of pink, and I swear you could almost play tennis with them for an hour and then try and eat them. They didn't taste good, and it was a bit of a failure the first attempt. But since then, oranges. You haven't had a real orange in a long, long time. Long, long time. To make things worse, and I think this is a little bit evil, they, in the United States, to not have to call a fruit seedless, there must be at least three seeds in a piece of fruit. So I was at a grove one day in Fort Lauderdale, and I stopped in, and they had samples on this tray, and I said, there was a fella making coconut water, chopping the tops off green coconuts and dumping the water out. And I said, wow, there's seeds in this orange. And he said, yeah, but you can't do anything with them. I said, what, they're genetically modified seeds? And he nodded his head. So whether that's to throw those of us aware off, that maybe it's a natural orange, well, it isn't. And so it's kind of evil. Sometimes in the bananas you can't see any dark. And other times you can see a few, and it's like a strand. One time I thought the banana might have had bugs or worms, but you know it is not. It's not the way bananas are supposed to be. So there's so many apples. There's genetic. There are some natural apples, but there's a lot of GMO apples. So many of them. Well, anything seedless to start with, that's genetically modified because it couldn't exist otherwise. You need a seed to reproduce. So again, we have no choice other than be a little more diligent when we're shopping and certainly try and stay away from the things that we know are worst for us, the high salts and the refined carbs. It's sugar in all its forms, from bread to sweets to baked goods to candy, all of it, soda pop, very bad for us. A can of, and I love Pepsi Cola, you know, I do love the taste of it, but it's got to be a real...
It's my
gotta be a real
tonight. Wayne, I gotta say, yeah. Pop is like the number one thing for me that I cannot seem to give up. And I know it's not great for me, but maybe I could balance it out with something else instead of trying to give it up. Moderation's a big thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Try and replace it with water. And better still, you know, squeeze a half a lemon in the water at least once or twice a day. But just know that in those cans of soda pop, there's up to 16 teaspoons of sugar, white sugar, the worst sugar. And so pop, and listen, I loved it too, actually. And I still, if I have a pizza, I'll often have a Pepsi with it. So, but certainly not a daily thing. It's so bad they finally got them taken out of schools because there is soda pop machines right in the school. That's a healthy thing to be promoting the kids. It's every kid likes it, of course, but you're wise to get off that. That's one of the highest sugar products, and it's the best blood thickener, which is not really what you want to thicken your blood. Refined carbs thicken your blood. So make sure you're drinking enough water, actually, and that's another thing that's very important. I'm 204 or 5 pounds. I should have 13 bottles of water a day, unless I have coffee, which I do like a couple of cups a day. Then I should have one extra bottle for each cup of coffee.
And you know,
it's so important.
There's a lot of people that have the mindset of, oh, there's water in coffee, it's fine. But it's actually the opposite, right?
Well, it does have the opposite effect, but as far as water in anything goes, I have a lot of water in my smoothie, but your body has to go through the work of separating it and to use the water, of course. And you're best, really, if you drink room temperature water as opposed to cold water, because your body also needs to warm it up to 98.6 before it can use it. So that's why in the morning, you know, warm water, anytime, warm water with lemon in it is such a good thing. But we need enough, you know, your sinuses in order to clear, to make the mucus, you need enough water for that, or else you can have sinus troubles. You know, our lungs are I think it's 90% water. If you get dry lips, cracked hands, dry skin, water. And it's funny because we don't seem to get as thirsty in the wintertime, and that's when we need the most water. So, and I'm not trying to preach because I myself struggle to drink enough. I drink it most evenings, four, five, six tumblers, because I know I haven't had enough. And yet, you know, my hands are usually dry in the wintertime. My lip will crack. So it's not enough water. Another thing we can do, regardless of any constraints, whether even if a person is bedridden, so long as they can still breathe on their own, and a person that was wheelchair ridden, is to as many times as you can. There's certainly no harm to it. Is deep breathe. I do it morning and night, and when I think of it, I do it otherwise, whether watching television, and usually a minimum of 10 deep, slow breaths. And make sure that you, on the exhale, that you do that at least as long or a second or two longer than the inhale, because you do want to clear out the old stuff. And so deep breathing, oxygen is vital to us. It's carried in our blood, hence the heart attack when we have restricted blood flow. There's not enough oxygen to our heart, or a brain attack, a stroke, when there's not enough oxygen or blood flow to our head. The blood being the only transportation system in our body, even your medicines and your foods and your water, your wastewater, your oxygen, it can't get to where it wants to if you have any restrictions or certainly blockages. So water, deep breathing, got to get some fresh air, actually. People just have to get outside when the weather permits. And if you're a, I think the word is sedentary, but if you're a stationary type person, you don't do much, or you're on the couch all day, that is not good. So doing anything more, if you're not doing much in terms of physical activity, anything more is an improvement.
Absolutely.
And I've never regretted a bicycle ride, a walk on the beach, working out. I don't particularly like working out. I like it afterwards.
Yeah, and, don't we all?
I like the effects of it. I mean, most athletes aren't crazy about the practice and the working out. It isn't necessarily fun, but the benefits are unmistakable. You know, I've always had the equipment, actually, for the last, 40 years. have my own weight room with 8 or 9 Nautilus machines, the old chain driven machines. So there's nothing to break down, no electronics. For 30 years, they sat idle. And at age 64, me and a good friend who's a former teammate, we started working out 3 days a week. So it's almost 3 years now. And what a difference. We're both 67 years old. And more than once we've said, I wonder if we hadn't done this, if we'd still be okay and well and, you know.
Well, that's actually something I want to chat with you more about in just a couple of minutes, because the exercise and getting up and doing something, especially in times like now, is something that some people need a little bit of a kick in the butt to go and do. And I think it is really important as well. So we're going to chat about that in just a few minutes more when Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott continues.
Back to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott on BNN Bloomberg Radio 1150.
Welcome back to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. Wayne is a natural health advocate and has been for more than 20 years. And I wanted to draw your attention right now to StraussNaturals.ca. A lot of the products that we talked about on today's show are featured there. And right now you can save 15% on the Cardio Calm Drops. Wayne, just before the break, we were talking about how you and a friend of yours had just been working out for the last 3 years and how you're feeling so great now.
Absolutely. The other things that I do, just for people's information, they might want to consider it. And I do this because it isn't in our foods anymore. The soil is depleted. And so the enzymes, the vitamins, the minerals, the humates, if it isn't in the soil, it doesn't go into the veggies and fruit. And if it doesn't go in there, we don't get it. So I don't think there's been a more important time in history to supplement. So, you know, what I take daily is vitamin D3. You're supposed to get that from the sun, but when you're over 45 or 50, you don't take it in as well as when you're younger than that. And my blood test for years, I was low on vitamin D3. And so now I take that religiously every day. I take vitamin C every day. That may be the most important vitamin. Dr. Linus Pauling won 2 Nobel Prizes 100 years ago. And it pretty much proved that the cause of most ailments were deficiencies, not so much what we were doing, but what we weren't doing or what we weren't getting. So vitamin C, very important. I take vitamin B compound. I take full spectrum minerals. Again, these aren't in the plants. They aren't in the soil. We've depleted our soil most everywhere. So, and like my mother, if I don't take them, actually I get cramps in my feet and legs. So the full spectrum minerals, there's at least some of those minerals that I'm not getting enough of other than taking it in this supplement. So I take them religiously because I hate those cramps, and that works for me. So that's full spectrum minerals. Strauss doesn't make these products, but fine health stores carry them. I wouldn't suggest you always price shop. You do want good quality supplements. The other thing I take that you can get from Strauss, and people can go on the Google and StraussNaturals.ca. That's StraussNaturals, Naturals.ca. They can see these products, but great immune products, for example, are the Agrimax. This is citrus seed oil. And, you know, citrus is what the explorers back years and years ago, Christopher Columbus and the boys, they would get scurvy, which is a form of cancer. And what they needed, of course, was citrus fruit. And when they found America and other South America, I guess, and that was the fix. So very powerful. They're antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. I put 10 drops in a big tumbler of water morning and night. And I don't get colds. I really don't. They're just great. It's a great defense mechanism. If you had toenail fungus, this is how strong it is. If you had toenail fungus, just take a drop, not diluted, and rub it on that toenail and see what happens. So Agrimax I take every day. Strauss has a couple of other formulas that are great, and they're safe for both expecting moms and young children. And that's the Strauss Cold Storm. I know they make and sell a lot of this, actually, and people claim that they If they get a cold, it doesn't last like it used to, and so many people say they don't get the cold. I can't tell you that I've used that product. I would never say that because I don't get colds. So you got to remember, in the Strauss Heart Drops, the main ingredient is aged garlic oil, and that's the single best natural substance on earth for our immune system. So I think that's one of the reasons my immune system stays strong. But Cold Storm, safe for moms, expecting moms and kids. Smooth oregano. Oregano is great. Powerful, powerful herb. I always had trouble taking the oil. It was just too strong and hot for me. And when Strauss came out with this smooth oregano, spearmint flavored, kids would even take it. It tastes fine. I've tried, and that's very effective. Very, very powerful oregano against nasty things like candida and some of the other creatures that invade us. Just a good formula. And next month comes out this formula they've made, Travel Bug. It's for motion sickness. There's no, it's all natural. It's not to put the kids to sleep. This is for motion sickness and great for upper respiratory. So they call it Travel Bug. And I think that'll likely do well, because when people are traveling, they recommend you take it for a week before you travel, then during your travels, and for a few days or a week when you get home. Tastes great too. Kids will love the taste of this formula. They sent me a sample bottle to try, and great taste. So it's called Travel Bug. This is all on StraussNaturals.ca, and your local health store may well carry some or all of the formulas. I know on the Strauss website there's a store finder where you type in your postal code, I think, and it tells you the stores nearest you. But otherwise, StraussNaturals.ca for all these formulas. There are specials all the time. Actually, I don't keep up with them, to be honest with you. I don't know what's on special, but you say CardioCom is now. That's a great formula.
Yeah, it's 15% off right now at StraussNaturals.ca. And like you said, the new one's coming out next month, this Travel Bug?
Yes, the Travel Bug will be next month. The other thing is, folks, get out there. If you've got a garden, that's wonderful. On your hands and knees, picking some weeds, picking your tomatoes, all good stuff, stretching and getting some fresh air. Go for a light walk, a bicycle ride if you can, or just a light stroll. Everything is better than nothing.
I actually think I'm going to take some of your advice right now, Wayne. We are officially out of time for today, and a walk sounds delightful. The sun is finally shining this week. I'm ready for it.
Enjoy that. I did mine at 6:30 this morning. It was glorious.
Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott is a paid presentation. The medical recommendations and views expressed may not be those of BNN Bloomberg Radio 1150. Always consult your family doctor or pharmacist.